This is our analysis of Coherent's first quarter earnings announcement.
All right, so Coherent Corp, right. Big player in materials, networking, and lasers. They just released their Q1 FY25 earnings.
Okay.
And wow, some surprises in here.
Really?
Yeah, so we've got their official press release, all the numbers, you know.
We've got
the Seeking Alpha transcript of the earnings call, the CEO and CFO, you know, giving their spin on things. And then we got a couple of analyst notes just to kind of round things out.
Now we're going to break it all down. What's driving Coherent's growth, right?
Yeah.
Where are they maybe hitting a few snags? And what does it all mean for the future?
Mm-hmm.
Little sneak peek.
Okay.
We've got AI, a little mystery in telecom, and maybe even a shakeup in their strategy.
Ooh, a mystery. Okay, well, let's dive into those numbers first, that press release.
All right, so revenue for Q1 FY25 was $1.35 billion.
Okay.
That's a 28% jump year over year.
Not bad.
Right?
Not bad. That's amazing. And you know what? A lot of this growth, it's fueled by AI-related datacom transceivers. That segment alone, 89% increase year over year.
Wow.
Yeah, they really went all in on those AI-specific transceivers. Seems to be paying off.
Yeah, and the CEO, Jim Anderson, he kind of echoes that in the earnings call. He says, we delivered solid growth in the September quarter on both a sequential and year-over-year basis, driven primarily by our AI-related datacom transceivers.
Right.
But here's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
They're not just riding the AI wave. They're also doing it while expanding their profit margins.
Ah, oh, gotta love that. Speaking of margins, that press release shows a non-GAAP gross margin of 37.7%, up 293 basis points year over year.
Wow.
Yeah. And the CFO, Sherri Luther, she gives credit to a few things. Higher revenue, obviously, but also a good product mix and some serious yield improvements.
Okay.
They've even got this whole strategy now. They want to push that gross margin above 40% long term.
Ambitious.
It is ambitious.
Yeah. But if anyone can do it, so it's not all, perfect.
Right.
They did report a dip in revenue in their other markets segment.
Yeah.
That's mainly industrial applications.
Yeah. And that kind of aligns with what we're seeing across the board, right? A little bit of a slowdown in areas like precision manufacturing stuff.
Right.
It's not necessarily a Coherent specific thing, but more just, you know, the general economic climate.
Yeah. Jim Anderson kind of acknowledges that in the earnings call. He said, across other industrial related and market subsegments, such as precision manufacturing, we experienced demand headwinds in Q1 that were consistent with broader industry trends. But he doesn't seem too worried.
No.
No, he actually says, we expect the industrial market to be a long-term growth driver for the company as the end markets recover and as our new products continue to ramp.
Okay, so a little bit of optimism there. So we've got strong AI-driven growth in datacom, a little hiccup in industrial, but overall,
pretty solid quarter.
Yeah.
Now let's talk strategy going forward.
Okay.
And this is where things get interesting. Both the press release and the earnings call, they keep mentioning this strategic portfolio review. They're categorizing products, right, as growth engines, profit engines, long-term bets, and, get this, non-strategic.
Non-strategic. Sounds like somebody's cleaning house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They've already started selling off some of these non-strategic assets, like the Newton Aycliffe facility.
Okay.
The press release says they used the money from that to pay down debt.
Smart.
And cut overhead costs.
Very smart. And in the earnings call, you know, Jim Anderson, he kind of hints that there might be more of that coming.
More divestitures.
Yeah. He says there are definitely other things that we're working on in the category of non-strategic. So they're really focused on, shifting towards these higher growth, higher margin areas.
And they're putting their money where their mouth is, right?
Mm-hmm.
They actually increase their R&D spending in key areas, like their new datacom platforms.
I like it. Which platforms are we talking about?
Well, this includes their new optical circuit switch, which, by the way, just won the Best Product Award for Data Center Innovation at ISAOC 24.
Oh, impressive.
Yeah. The press release says this switch uses their solid-state liquid crystal technology.
Mm.
And it's already getting a lot of attention from customers.
Nice.
They've shipped out sample units, and they actually expect it to start generating revenue next year in 2025.
Okay, so we've got AI as a clear winner. They're streamlining the portfolio and betting big on this new switch. But what about telecom? You mentioned some mystery there.
Well, here's where things get a little curious.
Okay.
They reported a 17% year-over-year increase in telecom revenue.
All right, so not bad.
Which sounds good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But then in the earnings call, they're surprisingly cautious. They're still taking a cautious view of the telecom market recovery.
Okay, so growth, but they're not quite ready to celebrate.
Exactly. It's like they're seeing some positive signs, but they're not entirely convinced yet. Jim Anderson does mention that, the sequential growth came from both end market improvement and also the rollout of new products, like their 100G ZR and 400G ZR, ZR plus coherent transceivers.
Okay, so for those of us who aren't, engineers, what are those? What do those do?
Well, think of them like super fast data pipelines.
Okay.
For fiber optic networks.
So like upgrading from dial-up to high-speed internet, but for like massive amounts of data.
Exactly. And they're not stopping there.
No.
No, they're working on even faster transceivers, the kind that can send massive amounts of data over long distances, like connecting entire cities with fiber optic cables.
Wow, cutting edge.
Yeah, and they just announced an L-band version of their 800G ZR, ZR Plus coherent transceiver.
Okay.
And this can basically double the capacity of existing fiber infrastructure.
Wow.
It's a big deal, but there's still this sense of cautious optimism, especially with concerns about telecom operators struggling to actually make money from 5G.
Right.
In fact, one analyst even questioned the long-term growth outlook for telecom during the Q&A.
Ooh, I bet that got their attention. What did they say to that?
Well, Jim Anderson acknowledged, the near-term challenges, but he insisted that we still do believe that telecom over the long term will continue to grow and believe that's a great growth area for the company.
Okay, so not giving up on telecom just yet, but being, very strategic about where they put their resources.
Exactly. They're not just chasing any opportunity. They're going for the ones that play to their strengths and where they see the most potential.
Makes sense.
We've covered a lot, right? Financials, strategic direction, some of the opportunities, some of the challenge.
We have, yeah. But there's one little tidbit I wanted to point out. It's from the analyst notes.
Okay.
One analyst is particularly bullish on their networking segment. He's predicting big improvements in yields on their fast-growing data transceiver business.
Higher yields. So that means
lower production costs.
Right.
And lower production costs usually translate to
higher margins.
Exactly. And remember, they're aiming for that 40% gross margin target. This could be a big part of that.
All right. So we've got AI-driven growth. They're kind of streamlining their portfolio. And a little bit of cautious optimism for telecom. But hold on. Because in the next part, we're going to dive into something even more exciting.
Oh.
Coherent's big bet on a vertically integrated supply chain.
Okay.
Is it a genius move or a risky gamble?
Can't wait to find out. So they're bringing like a lot of production in-house. That's a pretty big move.
It is. And, the analysts in the earnings call, they definitely picked up on that. They were curious about how Coherent plans to balance this aggressive growth strategy,
right,
with their current debt situation. Remember, they took on a lot of debt when they acquired Coherent Inc.
Right. That was a big one. So what's the plan there? Are they just going to kind of ignore that debt?
Well, not exactly. Sherry Luther, the CFO, she addressed that head on.
Yeah.
She said, top priority is organic growth.
Of course.
But right behind that is reducing our debt to deleverage the balance sheet.
Yeah.
And she's got a history, right, of being pretty aggressive with debt reduction.
Sounds like she means business. Did they make any progress on that this quarter?
They did.
Yeah.
They paid down $118 million of debt, which brought their debt leverage ratio down to 2.4 times.
Okay.
It's a step in the right direction, but, they still got some work to do.
For sure. For sure. It'll be interesting to see, at their upcoming investor day, if they talk more about that long-term debt reduction strategy. But hey, while we're talking about strategic moves,
yeah.
I noticed that Jim Anderson, in his opening remarks, he spent a lot of time talking about the company culture.
Yes. And he seemed genuinely impressed with, the people, the talent, the dedication, especially when it comes to innovation.
Yeah.
But he did also kind of hint that, maybe they need a little bit of a cultural evolution, too.
Oh, interesting. What kind of changes is he looking for?
Well, he talked about the need for Coherent to become, a faster, more agile kind of company.
Mm-hmm.
They've already, streamlined the org structure, trying to speed up decision making, give more power to leaders, all about being more responsive, more efficient.
So he's shaking things up a bit.
Yeah.
Which isn't surprising, Ray. I mean, given his background, he's all about that operational efficiency driving growth.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's also really emphasizing, building these strong strategic relationships, right, with key customers, partners. He really believes that those relationships are going to be super important for long-term growth, you know, and for innovation.
Right, right. Makes sense. Okay, so they're focusing on financial health, revamping that internal culture, and, you know, nurturing those key relationships. Smart moves, smart moves. But now I want to hear more about this 1.6T transceiver technology.
Okay.
I mean, that's the next big thing in datacom, right?
It is. And it was a hot topic in the earnings call, the Q&A especially. Analysts were, you know, throwing all sorts of questions at Jim Anderson about their 1.6T roadmap. They want to know, you know, how are they going to play in this next generation of super fast data transmission?
So did he spill the beans? What's the scoop?
Well, he confirmed that, they've delivered their first batch of samples.
Okay.
And they're working closely with customers to, you know, to get it into production as quickly as possible. They're projecting a ramp up in 2025.
Okay, so still early days, but they're making progress. And what about the technology itself? There's a lot of, you know, buzz about different approaches, like using EMLs, things like that. Are they going all in on any one particular technology?
Yeah, that was another big question. And Jim Anderson really emphasized that they're taking this multi-technology approach.
Yeah.
So basically, they're not, you know, limiting themselves to just one solution. They'll use whatever technology makes the most sense, you know, for that specific customer, for that specific application.
So they're keeping their options open. Smart, smart, like having different tools in a toolbox, right? Different jobs, different tools.
Exactly. They want to be flexible, adaptable to different needs. You know, Jim Anderson even said, we've got the broadest set of technology options of certainly any of our peers and competitors. They're not afraid to, you know, play the field and see what works best.
That's pretty bold, but it makes sense, I guess. Given their history of innovation, they've always been pushing the boundaries, you know, in photonics.
And they're not just focused on the tech itself. They're also, you know, making sure that they've got the capacity to actually meet the demand. Jim Anderson mentioned that they are ramping up, internal capacity, both for assembling the transceivers, but also for producing those key components that go into them.
It sounds like they're thinking ahead, making sure they're ready for that 1.6T wave. But before we get, you know, too far ahead of ourselves, let's go back to the present for a second. We were talking about those, improving yields on their existing data transceiver business.
Right. Higher yields, lower production costs.
Which can really boost their margins, right? Especially in a fast growing segment like that, like datacom transceivers.
Exactly.
And that aligns perfectly with their goal of, you know, hitting that 40% gross margin target. It's all starting to connect, isn't it?
It is. They're not just chasing growth for the sake of growth, right? They're going for profitable growth.
Yeah.
Which ultimately is what, you know, matters to shareholders.
Absolutely.
But all of this assumes that, you know, the demand for these datacom transceivers, that it keeps growing at this crazy pace.
That is the million-dollar question. While the AI boom is definitely, you know, fueling a lot of this demand right now, it's impossible to predict how long that's going to last.
What are the analysts saying about that?
Well, one analyst pointed out that, you know, while AI is a huge driver, you know, right now there are other factors to consider, like the adoption of higher speed Ethernet in, you know, enterprise and cloud networks and things like that. So even if AI cools down a bit, there are other potential growth drivers out there.
Good. That's good to hear. So they're not completely dependent on AI for their future.
Right, exactly. But it also kind of underscores the need for them to stay, you know, agile, adaptable. They've got to constantly innovate, anticipate future market needs, you know, regardless of what's driving the demand at any given moment.
Well, speaking of adaptability, let's circle back to their telecom business. We talked about their cautious optimism earlier, but they didn't really, you know, get into specifics about how they're going to actually navigate that kind of uncertain market.
True. True. But there are some clues, you know, scattered throughout the earnings call and the press release. For example, Jim Anderson, he highlighted their investment in new product development, particularly in, coherent transceivers for data center interconnect or DCI.
DCI.
Yeah. So imagine you've got these massive data centers, right, filled with servers and all this information. DCI, it's basically all about creating those high bandwidth connections between those data centers so they can share that information quickly, efficiently, like building a superhighway, but for data.
Oh, okay. And that seems to be a bright spot in the telecom market right now, right?
It is, yeah. It's actually one of the faster growing segments driven by, you know, the need to move all this data between those data centers. I mean, think about all the streaming services we use, right? Online gaming, cloud storage, all of that. It requires those fast, reliable connections.
And Coherent just announced that new L-band version of their 800G ZR plus coherent transceiver that's specifically for those DCI applications. It seems like they're really putting their money on that.
Yeah, they are. And it makes sense given the current, you know, market trends and everything. But they're also still investing in other areas like, you know, submarine transceivers, where they already have a pretty strong presence. You know, those are the cables that run along the ocean floor, connecting continents and carrying massive amounts of data.
So they're not giving up on their traditional telecom business, but they're definitely, you know, being strategic and focusing on areas where they see the most potential. It's a balancing
It
act.
is, yeah. And this is where their expertise in photonics and that vertically integrated supply chain, it really gives them an edge, I think. You know, they have that flexibility to adapt to changing conditions and deliver those customized solutions for different applications.
And that flexibility is going to be crucial in the next few years as the
Yeah.
telecom market, you know, continues to evolve.
Absolutely. It'll be fascinating to see how they, you know, leverage all of that to capture a bigger piece of this rapidly changing market. But remember, even with all this analysis, there's still this big, big unknown that could impact, you know, everything we've talked about.
Okay, you got to tell me. What's this big unknown? This thing that could really change the game for Coherent.
Well, it all comes down to regulation, you know, specifically what governments might do, those regulations, and how they could hit Coherent's networking and electronics segments. We're in a kind of a tense time, geopolitically speaking, right? And that's bound to, you know, have some ripple effects across industries.
Yeah, that's the wild card.
Yeah.
I mean, things are changing so fast globally. Who knows what kind of regulations might pop up,
Right.
right? And how they'll impact Coherent. Will it mess with their supply chain, their ability to, you know, do business in certain places, even like the demand for certain technologies? A lot to think about.
It is. And it really highlights what Jim Anderson was saying, agility. Coherent's got to be able to like adapt fast to all this stuff happening outside, you know, if they want to really succeed.
So let's bring it all home.
Okay.
Big picture. We've talked about Coherent's performance, their strategy, even a bit about their, you know, company culture. What are the big takeaways for our listeners? What should they, you know, be keeping an eye on as Coherent, you know, moves forward?
All right, so here's what I think are the key points. Coherent's doing great, riding that AI wave, all that growth in datacom. They're getting smart, streamlining their business, focusing on those high margin areas. And with telecom, well, they're a little cautious, but still making some strategic moves like in DCI. Oh, and don't forget about those improving yields in their transceiver business.
Right. Those higher yields could really pump up their profits, especially with that ambitious goal of hitting a 40% gross margin.
Exactly. But here's a final thought for you, our listeners. Coherent's betting big on this whole, you know, vertically integrated supply chain. Think it'll be enough for them to win in the long run, especially with, you know, all their competitors ramping up production too. What other factors might, you know, come into play?
Something to think about. And as always, we encourage you to go check out those sources we mentioned, do some more research, see what you discover. This has been The Deep Dive. Thanks for listening.